Clabber, after Clabber.
Uh-huh.
It's Clabber.
Uh-huh.
We even like Clabber, and we'd make cottage cheese out of the Clabber.
Did you have any special term for it when it was just beginning to turn?
Blinky, then my mother said Blinky.
Was that ever called Blue John?
Yeah, Blue John. Yeah, let's call it Blue John, too. Blue John, that's skim milk when it's just first beginning to sour for it, Clabber.
That's skim milk that's beginning to sour, huh?
Yeah, it's like Blue John. Blue John, yeah. Some people, I can remember that expression once. We went to an ice cream party, and this lady had skimmed her milk, and my mother, after she got home, said that ice cream wasn't good. She made that a Blue John. Took all the cream out of it, you see. It was a little bit sour. But you know, even a little bit of sour cream in ice cream is real good. It's got cream in it.
Yeah. Our neighbors, I guess, have been making a lot of ice cream this summer.
Yeah.
I've seen them out there turning a crank.
Yeah.
We have two families that all just chum together.
Yeah. It's just better when it's made of cream, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've got an electric freezer.
You don't raise milk cows now, do you?
No. No, I don't ever milk any cows. I let the calves milk them.
That's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Get your pasteurized milk from the dairy.
Yes. I don't believe I would like the unpasteurized milk anymore. Just think what a risk we used to run.
Yeah.
To feed our children all that milk. And sometimes it wasn't good, I know, because sometimes when we'd milk, there'd be some, once in a while, it'd be clotted milk, you'd notice, you know, and that garbage.
Uh-huh.
And in those days, we'd sometimes get gargant in cows, and we'd usually cull them out and sell them. But then, you know, in milking a number of cows that way,